You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday morning, we did a segment. It was pretty simple. And we just called it, Who Owes You Money and How Much and What For? And we started getting calls and text messages from people. And the amounts ranged from as low as like 10 bucks to there are some people who said that people owed them. One call said somebody owed them $100,000. I think it was a brother.
That was
owed
like
them
the peak. Yeah, 100 grand.
100 grand.
There was a lot of $5,000s in there, $7,000 for a boat, $4,000. Somebody right. helped somebody with a breast augmentation and they still owed him $4,000. And
yeah. Anyway,
it was a lot of money.
It was so good. We loved it. And then suddenly we get a call from Brandy. And what we want to do. So many people who are listening right now did not hear this segment yesterday. And when we were finished talking with her, we kind of wished that we had had more time to dive into the issue at hand. Because it's not Brandy owing somebody money. She's wondering. She called us because she was curious if we thought she owed somebody else money.
Yeah, or if she was wrong, or if he was wrong.
So we're going to replay the call from her. It's about 3.5 minutes, and then we will come back and chat about it. But pay attention and let us know what you think. What is this, Brandy? Somebody doesn't owe you money, but it's the other way around. Is that right?
I do, and I kind of just wanted your input on it. So I was talking to this guy, and we've been talking for about 3 years. And over the 3 years, like when I needed extra money, I would call him, and I wouldn't ask him to borrow it, but I kind of would throw like a little sad story, like I needed it, and he kind of would just like give it to me. Never said I was going to pay him back, nothing like that. However, now it's that we're on bad terms or going through bad terms, now he's like, oh, well, you owe me $3,000. Oh, and like throws like little things into it. Now, do you think that I owe him?
Yes.
But I never asked.
You never asked, but how many times did you come with your sad little stories knowing that he'd give you money?
Like 4 times.
Yeah, you knew what you were
how
doing.
How much each time? I mean, did you did he give you $3,000?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you something, Brandy. In your heart, do you feel like you owe him $3,000? And be honest, do you feel like you owe him $3,000?
No.
But why you not? Manipulated him.
It's not manipulating. I mean, I didn't ask him for it.
You didn't ask him for it 4 times with sad little stories, knowing that he would give it to you, though. You were manipulating.
But that wasn't asking, though.
Oh, my gosh. So that's your argument with him is like, I never asked for it. You just did that out of the kindness of your heart.
It definitely is.
This really is your fault, not mine.
Technically, yeah.
Like, what were you saying to get the money? Like, what would your story be like? Oh, I don't have enough money for my car payment. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Take one of your sad stories and try it on us. Take one of your circumstances that you needed money for and pretend that we're your boyfriend and then tell us. Tell us.
Yeah, we want to hear what your sad story sounds like.
So go for it. Go.
They weren't even sad stories sometimes either. It's kind of just like, hey, I want this purse online and I can't get it and really, really want it. It's going to be sold out in, you know, hours or something like that.
So you wanted a purse.
And then he's like, well, do you want me to get it for you? And I'd be like, yeah.
No, you don't have to, but if you love me, you would.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So is that like a payback thing?
Okay, so now I don't know, because if you wanted a purse and he was just like, well, I'll get it for you.
Was there an agreement that you guys would have relations
Never.
During this time? Never.
Never.
So you weren't sleeping with the guy. You were just like an acquaintance of his, and you let him buy you $3,000 worth of stuff.
Exactly.
Brandy, you were using him.
You know
it's obvious you were using him.
But that's why I'm asking, do I feel bad enough? Is that like, do I have to pay him back?
Yes.
Here's what I think. I'm going to take the other side here because this is not even, this is just some guy you know and you're talking to him and he out of the blue offers to buy you a purse or whatever, then I think that is on him.
But if it
what
was
kind
one
of idiot
time,
does that?
It's one time, then it's fine. But she did it 4 times, maybe more that she's not letting on.
But I would turn that around and I would say he did it 4 times.
Exactly. Now when we get in little arguments, he throws that in my face and kind of like,
well,
oh, well,
you
owe me that money.
You were playing the victim.
Kind of just like I wanted something and he got it.
Like you never said, oh my God, they're going to shut all my, you know, my
utilities,
my power
down,
off.
Yeah.
You know, if
exactly.
I don't pay this. You didn't do that? You just said, I want
no.
this and he would buy it for
what
you?
What were the other things you asked for besides the purse? What else did you get?
I got some shoes, some clothes. One time he gave me like a gift card to like a Walmart gift card and like a Shein gift card. So just like different things.
You got hooked up.
I'm with you now. I don't think you owe him anything.
Send me his name and number because I'd like a few things.
So that's the way it went down yesterday. And Jeremy says that she was manipulating and she definitely owes him the money.
I think so.
And I'm saying no way. That's on this guy. She didn't come right out and ask. He like, hey, I'm going to be the big, you know, I'm going to ride in on the, you know, the big white horse and
oh, buddy,
save
whatever
this damsel
you want.
In distress. And, you know, trying to, I think he was showing off a little bit. I don't think she owes him a damn thing.
But she kept going back over and over and over. So I'm taking the stance of super freeloader right here. She's taking advantage of the guy. Taking advantage of a generous person
besides,
is a freeloader.
And here's the thought for you. Think of all the times that, you know, friends do something for you. Like just friends. And then you have a falling out with that friend. Do you then add up everything they've done for you over the years and you have to write them a check? Because there's no difference.
But was it just like a little back and forth as a friendship goes? I'll grab dinner, I'll grab lunch.
Maybe,
where
we don't
this
know.
This time
don't,
she just knew that she would get money, so she just kept going back. Oh,
but she might have done things for him too. We don't know.
It doesn't sound
like I just don't think
like
you
it.
Can offer to buy people things and then later come back and say, you owe me money.
Hey, but the dude
because
is
that
gullible.
Wasn't the that wasn't the agreement when he bought her the purse.
He is gullible and naive. I will give you that.
Yeah. So you still think she owes him the $3,000?
I think she should give
some. And I say,
back.
Hell no. So Jeremy's definitely on the guy side. I'm definitely on Brandy's side. I will say that the text messages are hot and heavy on this.
Yeah, about half and half on the text messages, too, I think.
Yeah, just about. I think maybe leaning more towards your side.
Maybe.
Probably 60-40, maybe. There's some.
I don't know.
I will say this. There's some very bitter men out there. That's all I will say. Starting to slip into misogynistic territory with some of their comments.
Some of these guys need to relax.
Yeah, I think so. Here's Tara. Good morning, Tara. What do you think? Is Brandy in the wrong? Does she owe him the money?
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
I'm going to say I'm kind of on both of your sides because I think she completely manipulated him and she knew exactly what she was doing. But he also is gullible and fell for it.
Yeah, he totally was. He's gullible and naive, like I said. But yeah, I think she's in the wrong because I think this happened like one time and she was like, oh. And then two times and it was like, oh.
Exactly.
And then it was like three, four times.
Who's that
on? It could have been more. She was,
yeah, but that's on him.
She was obviously taking advantage of him. And that's not cool.
I totally agree. But he shouldn't have let her, but she shouldn't have done
that. No, he shouldn't have let her. If he's going to come back later with a bill for here's all the nice things I've done for you, what if all friendships were that way?
I'm wondering if she was kind of leading him on that maybe that there was going to be more to this relationship than there was.
Well,
so that's why
he could have very well been hoping for that, but still.
Yeah.
Oh, then it's prostitution.
There, sure.
As
prostitution.
Julie wrote in and said that I was insinuating prostitution by asking, you know, hey, did you ever tell him that maybe there will be a quid pro quo out of this? And Brandy said no, that there was never going to be a romantic relationship.
She's just a very good actress.
Tara, thank you so much for that call. We appreciate you. Here's John. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, man.
So does she owe him $3,000?
Well, now that all depends. Now, if he bought the purse and then gave her the purse, that's a gift. But if he gave her the cash to go buy the purse, that's not a gift.
What if he went online and purchased the purse and had it sent to her? Is that...
That's a gift.
That's still giving her the
gift?
Purse because he never gave her the cash. He bought the purse.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. What if he gave her the cash for the purse and she definitely immediately went out and bought the purse? Isn't that the same thing? It's almost like somebody giving you a gift card. It's still a gift, even though you don't buy the actual
and
object.
She said
the person
does. He gave her gift cards, too.
He did give her a Walmart gift card.
A gift card is a gift card.
Well, what's the diff?
Because you had to go, he had to take cash or his card and go buy the debit, the gift card.
Either way, though, John, this woman went to him and was like, oh, I don't have the money right now to buy a purse. I wish somebody would buy it for me. And she did this multiple times.
She doesn't know what happened in this situation.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know.
All right, John.
Thank you very
much. Thanks, man. It's getting confusing.
Text messages. Let's read a few more of these. Holly says, this girl definitely took advantage of him, but he's not so bright for falling for it.
Absolutely.
Can we all agree?
We can agree.
Then can we agree that maybe there's a little, but I'm still mostly on her side.
Is he not too bright, or is he just one of these people that is overly generous and helps people so much that now this person noticed that and glommed onto him? I mean, he might not be naive and not know what he's doing. He could just be genuinely a generous person. Realizing that, oh my God, now I'm being taken advantage of. You owe me some money.
Well, then you cut your losses. You can't come back. It's like I said, are we supposed to keep track of all things that all friends do? And then if you have a falling out with that friend, you pay them back.
This is different than that.
Maybe the only reason this is coming up is because it's, you know, man-woman thing.
No, it's the reason this is coming up is because she was not asking for things that were like life or death items or health related or my car's broken down. She went to this guy over and over and said, I'd like some new pants. I want some new shoes. I'd like a gift card.
Okay, let me ask you.
I want
a purse. If someone did that to you, what would you say?
I'd say no. I'm not buying you a purse.
Okay, so then you're saying it is on the guy. He should have just said, too bad. I guess you're not getting a purse.
Maybe the first couple times it was like a friendly. He was being friendly and generous. But once it kept happening and happening and happening, she's now freeloader status. She's being a jerk. I love the call.
I still think it's 60 to 70% in your favor. I'm not getting too many votes on this. Although Terry did say Team Dom on this one. He can't come back and ask for the money. That's like apologizing to someone and then in every argument bringing up the same fight again. Yes, because Brandy did point that out. Now that they're on bad terms, he's coming back and saying, well, remember when I did that for you? This guy's an overall loser altogether.
I need to know the backstory, though, if she was insinuating there would be more to the relationship.
And I don't think she
was.
And
now he feels burned by it.
Even though every guy thinks that if a woman just smiles at him, oh, she must want me. I mean, that's the way so many guys are. A woman can't even, like, smile at someone without them getting their hopes up. So, A, he didn't have to do this stuff, and then B, you can't come back later and throw it in someone's face.
All right, we have one more call if you want to take it.
I do.
Josh
it's
says we do.
Michael. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So what do you think?
I'm on her side. The argument that one of you gave earlier about, like, being overly generous and maybe she's taking advantage of that. Overly generous is like paying for every meal or paying for, you know, small things. A $3,000 gift, that's a gift. You can't ask for that back.
Well, it was $3,000 over the course of, I mean, it was multiple gifts, multiple
times.
It
was four times, so roughly $750 per, let's just say, on average.
And she knew that it was working, so she just kept going back.
I think if you keep giving it, then you can't ask for the money back. Like, maybe if it's a one-time thing, but if he kept doing it, he's just gullible and stupid and let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you,
We're
Michael.
With you
thank
on you that. For that. He is maybe a little
So
gullible.
At what point, as a person, and this could go either way, male, female, to the left, to the right, it doesn't matter. Even if it was, like, say, a guy asking a woman for something and she kept buying him things.
Yeah.
At what point does a light bulb, you know, click on over
true.
Your head?
Like, I'm taking advantage of.
What dollar amount? Because she said it was over time. So when it got to $1,500 or $2,000, at what point did the guy start thinking, you know, I'm not getting anything out of this except a friendship?
Yeah, the friendship's not that great. I think bottom line, I'm just upset. I think that she kept going back and doing this and doing this and really, truly taking advantage of the guy. I think if this were in the court of law, that no, she probably would not be having to pay him back.
Oh,
because he was willfully just doing this. I'm just mad that she was doing this.
Guaranteed she doesn't legally owe him money. This is the whole ethical thing. You know, does she ethically owe him?
Like, ethically, yes.
You know what she could do to make all of this right? Is to do one nice big thing for him. Even though they're on the outs, she could buy him a, you know, $500 gift card to something. You know? Just as a token gesture, I guess.
Maybe, yeah. Just
like, hey, you did
everything.
Some nice things for me.
Here's this. Let's still be friends.
Even though you're an ass, here, you can have this.
Either way, that's one of the best calls that I have heard on this show in a while.
Oh, it made my whole day yesterday.
So
now
good.
It's 2 days in a row it's made my day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Thanks. We've been buried in text messages. So I will say, if you have texted us and you don't hear back, it's not because we don't love you. It's just that we've got so many today. We'll do our best to write back. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And thank you to Brandy. I hope there's a follow-up from her.
I would love a follow-up from Brandy. Come on, Brandy.
You know what I want to have happen?
What?
Is I want them to, like, reconnect to talk about things. Kind of kiss and make up, become friends again, and then him start buying her stuff.
And she goes back. She's like, "Aw, yeah.
You know, I really
this jacket. I really like.
That would be so nice.
It's been so
That's
cold
what I
out.
Want. I want her to make up with him, and then him start opening up the tap again.
I'm back.
Oh God! All right, Mindbender is up next. Traffic is here right now.
We're starting to fill in pretty good on our highway drive out here. There is a stall blocking the left lane eastbound I-70 approaching Peoria. This report sponsored by AAA Service Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. That drive in there just stopped.